Hello.
Hi, hello. My name is Jennifer, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. How are you today?
Fine.
I'm happy to hear that. We are conducting on a statewide public opinion poll. Are you at least 18 years a legal resident of Ohio?
You said 18?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, and are you a legal resident of Ohio?
Yes.
Thank you so much. Are you a registered voter in Ohio?
Yes.
I appreciate it. Do you feel the secure storage of firearms is or it is not a major responsibility of gun ownership? Yes, it is. No, it is not.
State that again. Yes, of course.
Do you feel the secure storage of firearms is or it is not a major responsibility of gun of ownership?
Just before you said ownership, what did you say?
Oh, a gun. The question
says... I heard the gun, but I...
Yes.
And I heard the may or may not, but I didn't hear the what the...
Don't worry.
Well, I'll
repeat myself. I'm so sorry about that. Do you feel the secure storage of firearms is or it is not a major responsibility of gun ownership?
Are you saying liability of gun ownership?
Firearms. Do you think it is not a major responsibility of gun ownership?
I'm not understanding. Mayor responsibility is what I'm hearing, and I don't understand that.
I'm so sorry. I will repeat the question. Do you feel the secure storage of firearms is or it is not a major responsibility of gun ownership?
Now I got a major responsibility.
Yes. Do you think it is?
Yes, it's a responsibility.
Okay, I appreciate it. A firearm is considered securely stored if it is, I'll give you two options, either in a secure storage device that is also locked and can only be unlocked with a key, a combination, fingerprint, or other similar means, for example, a safe, container case, or lockbox, or may temporarily inoperable by a temporary system locking device such as a cable lock or trigger lock, stored in a container that is not see-through, and stored in a place where a person who is prohibited from handling it, such a child, cannot reasonably gain access to it. Would you support or oppose a state law in Ohio requiring that firearms be securely stored?
No, I'd oppose that.
You oppose? Okay, thank you. Would you support or oppose a state law requiring that firearms be securely stored if the purpose of the law is to eliminate child-involved accidental shootings? Support or oppose?
Oppose.
Oppose, okay. Would you support or oppose a state law requiring that firearms be securely stored if the purpose of the law is to reduce suicides by firearm among youth?
Oppose.
Thank you. Would you support or oppose a state law requiring that firearms be securely stored if the purpose of the law is to obtain a measurable decrease in the overall number of stolen guns?
No, oppose.
Oppose?
Yep.
Thank you. Would you support or oppose a state law requiring that firearms be securely stored if the law defines secure storage to include a lock safe? Do you support or oppose that?
I oppose it.
Okay. What about a lock container or case?
Oppose it.
A lockbox or other device that is designated to be or with or which can be used to store a firearm?
Oppose.
I appreciate it. Would you support or oppose a state law requiring that the storage be accessible via a key lock?
Oppose.
A combination lock?
Oppose.
A biometric identifier such as a fingerprint?
Oppose.
Thank you. We're almost done. If a firearm is in a storage device, such as a lock safe, case, or lockbox, do you feel it should or should not also be required to be unloaded? Should or should not?
Should not.
Thank you. If a firearm it is not in a lock safe, case, or lockbox, do you feel it is or it is not sufficiently secure if it is equipped with a cable lock or trigger lock stored in a container that is not see-through and is also kept in a place where a minor cannot reasonably gain access to it? Yes, it is secure, or not, it is not secure?
Yes, it's secure.
Thank you. If a firearm, it is not in a physical possession of its legal owner or someone who is legally allowed to carry a gun, such as a law enforcement officer, would you support or oppose a law that requires that the gun be stored securely? Support or oppose?
Oppose.
Searches of homes and cars often require law enforcement to get a search warrant. Would you support or oppose a law that requires firearms to be securely stored if it is also includes language making clear that the law enforcement cannot use the secure storage requirement as a reason to enter your home or search your car without a warrant? Do you support or oppose?
Repeat the question.
Yes, of course. Searches of home and cars often require a law enforcement to get a search warrant. Would you support or oppose a law that requires firearms to be securely stored if it is also includes language making clear that law enforcement cannot use the secure storage requirements as a reason to enter your home or search your car without a warrant? Would you support or oppose that?
I guess oppose it.
Oppose it. Thank you. Would you support or oppose a law that allows an affirmative defense for a person who lawfully owns a firearm that is discharged by a minor, if it can be established that the firearm was securely stored immediately prior to the minor obtaining it? Support or oppose?
Repeat that one again.
Yes. Would you support or oppose a law that allows an affirmative defense for a person who is lawfully owns a firearm that is discharged by a minor, if it can be established that the firearm was securely stored immediately prior to the minor obtaining it?
Support, I guess.
Support, okay. Prosecutors have discretion to legally decide whether or not to file charges in a particular case. Would you support or oppose a law requiring prosecutors to formally assess every incident in which a minor child discharges a firearm except for when hunting under the supervision of an adult?
Support.
Thank you. Would you support or oppose a law requiring prosecutors to record in writing any charges filed against an adult gun owner in connection with a minor illegally discharging a firearm and make that record available to the public? Support or oppose?
Oppose.
Thank you. We're almost done. I highly appreciate your helping me here. In terms of your personal political party identification. Consider yourself a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or other.
Republican.
Thank you. What is your age?
59.
Thank you. Which one of the following best describes your race ethnicity? White, Black, African American, Hispanic, Asian, or other?
White.
Thank you. Regarding your gender, do you consider yourself male or female?
Male. Male.
Thank you. These were all the questions that I had for you today. Thank you so much for all the patience, and I hope you have a wonderful day ahead.
You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.